Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Brian Satula says he has a goal of storing fire extinguishing foam within 2 hours of where a derailment could occur. He has his eyes on 5 sites, including the Milwaukee area, by this fall. Satula hopes it will be paid for by a federal grant.
Part of that process is not just appropriating the funds, but also finding somebody that's going to move that foam, because we don't have state agencies in those areas that we've identified. We need to work with a local fire department or a public works agency.
Last year, La Crosse's fire chief was concerned he did not have enough foam to fight a major blaze caused by a train derailment. This came at a time when the area was seeing an increase in crude oil rail shipments, and BNSF Railway proposed adding a second track through the city. BNSF's expansion was eventually approved, and as part of the deal, spokeswoman Amy McBeth says the rail company purchased foam for the area.
We've now stationed a foam fire trailer and a spill trailer here. There'll be a second trailer that's coming as well. And so those are additional resources that BNSF has made available that the community can use for other incidents.
The state has one foam reserve of 1,600 gallons stored at Camp Douglas. It's valued at around $60,000. Satula says it could cost somewhere around $200,000 to build up the state supply. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.